from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a busy time, for sure. Boy, I'll tell you what, you and I just been sitting here during the break talking about that crazy game from last night. Everything. Everything possible for the crazy game last night won by the Kansas City Chiefs. You just heard 27-20. They lose by a toe. I mean, what? You got up this morning, your buddy calls and says, hey, last night Baltimore lost by a toe. You know, what? Yeah, they had a touchdown. They reversed the call, reviewed it, overturned it, and said the toe was on the line. No time left. Ball game and by the way, they're going for two. That's the other crazy part. One thing about Harbaugh, he is aggressive, man. He was going for two. Of course, if I had Lamar, I'd probably go for two down there as well. But so didn't matter. Ball game, and that's it. Then we had the illegal formation. My God, they called it and kept calling it. And Woody, I had the same thoughts. Like, can you just warn them instead of keep calling it? Just takes away, you know, these kind of penalties kill it. Was it that bad? I don't know, because I've now had people tell me Kansas City's doing the same thing, but they wouldn't call it on them. There was a Ronnie Stanley thing in the Ravens. He got called. Illegal formation, by the way, is where the tackles line up too deep. And if you've noticed, the big guys have one foot kind of in the picture and the other one's way back. The outside foot is usually, seems like a yard back. These are big, tall, long guys, most of them, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". And they put that foot back and they're trying to get as deep, set up as deep as they can because they're going against mostly speed rushers. And the best pass rushers are on the outside, usually. And so they're trying to get every advantage they can within the rules. But they called it four times on Ronnie Stanley in the first half. I'm with you, Woody. Like, could you have warned him? Said, hey, Ronnie, you got to get in the game. I got to call this. The league wants to crack down on this. And for one guy to get called on it like that, like I said, four times, it just, like, come on, man.
The problem is, man, again, and I feel like this is every NFL game, is you end up talking about officiating afterwards.
Well, you're going to have that every game.
Yeah.
You have all these plays.
To an extent, right? Like, you had the timeout call, the D coordinators running down the sideline.
I didn't know the rule on that. I saw him doing it. I saw him going up and down there.
Whether you know the rule or not, Joe, is irrelevant. Like, the officials should know the rule.
Yes.
Right?
No.
I mean, That's clearly.
By the
not
way,
Andy
it looked
Reed.
Like Andy Reid knew it when he was looking at him, going, "What the
yeah,
hell are you doing?"
They were laughing
about
it.
Like, well, you-
like we got him. I mean. So that's an embarrassing play there. You got Mahomes who was running out of bounds, gets hit, you know, I don't know, 5 feet out of bounds, 10 feet out of bounds, and they let that go. There's a lot of missed stuff, but that stuff is kind of the usual nonsense. But this, like, calling these
Well, I will tell you, in fairness, penalties. This is what happens when, although Kansas City plays a little bit more preseason football with their starters and everybody else, but this is kind of what everybody expect here, right? A little sloppy in the first game. I thought overall when you consider – Nobody really plays that much football. And now you're going, you know, a full game. I thought it was pretty well. It was a great game overall, besides the weather delay to start the game and everything else. But yeah, Woody, there's going to be calls.
Yeah, and I don't
mind
the
calls.
There was I get it.
They got the pass interference calls. They made some good calls on pass interference. There were a couple, and you go back and go, boy, that was bad. Yeah, that was an easy call.
But to keep calling something like that in the opening game of the season when you got that many people tuned in, it's like, you know, kind of makes the story about the officials, and that's unfortunate. And they got them a few times in the second half, too.
No, there was a bunch of – if somebody would have told you that illegal formation, not enough men on the line of scrimmage, by the way, you got to have seven guys on the line of scrimmage. Your tackles have to be covered up with the five guys. And if you don't, you know it's illegal formation. But
seems like a weird thing. I didn't even get a chance to ask you about this, by the way. How about the kickoff? The Chiefs just decided we're just going to kick it out the back of the end zone regardless, which to me is the smartest thing to do.
Jason Sanders told me he thought that was going to happen.
And it's the smartest thing to do because why would you want to give them an opportunity to break something off?
Take one in the house.
Break a big run when you're giving up, an extra 5 yards from where it was?
Right.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense, man.
And by the way, if you're a little banged up on your team and some of your special teams guys are playing a lot then you're probably right.
Because if you give up a touchdown on one of those plays, which I assume will happen, right? If enough guys get a crack at it, someone will break one.
Somebody,
I mean, hell, we almost had one last night because Baltimore wasn't kicking it out the back. We almost had their guy almost broke one, but I just don't see the pluses to not kicking it out the back of the end zone, right?
Well, listen, our coverage teams have struggled.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to bring it back home. We gave up two kickoff returns.
So would you be upset if they just kicked it out the back every time? I don't think it matters.
No. I don't care, but I hope I'd like to see us have some shots with our guys. And
why? Because we're fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sure. And that's the whole point of it, right?
But I got no problem if our guys kick it out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
What am I going to go, no, man up, cover it? No. Yeah, that's
it's
what you want to do.
That, like, all this nonsense about the kickoff, and the Chiefs are still doing the same thing.
Well, yeah, yes.
Which, again, if you're going to give the guys the ball at the 30, what's the difference?
I really thought everybody's going to be like, hey, because, you know, Darren Rizzi was the lead guy for this whole thing. He was special teams coordinator for the Saints.
Yeah.
And he was, oh, man, this can be great. And then I talked to Mike Westhoff. He's, oh, my God, we're excited about all the things you can do and how we're going to do it. And, you know, a lot of guys are going, I don't know why we're having all this conversation. We're just going to kick it out of the back of the end zone or kick it 8 or 9 yards deep in the end zone.
I initially thought it was the 35 that they were going to put it out to, which makes it a little bit more. Like, if you make a 10-yards difference, maybe that's kind of a bigger deal. And then it was funny, there was a holding call on one of them last night, and I think it was Collinsworth who was like, that's why you put it in play, because you can get a holding call.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, okay.
Because someone's going to break one, and that'll be the end of kicking it in play.
If you have really good special teams and you're at the top of the coverage and return thing, you're going to keep doing it. You're going to go for it. Like those two guys I named, Rizzi, you think, let's talk about Darren Rizzi. Mm-hmm. He was involved with the commissioner setting this up. How bad does he look if he tells his guy, rip it through the end zone? They're going, well, what are you doing? We put this in, and you're the lead guy, came up with, helped us get all this stuff together. You're kicking it out of the end zone.
But they're getting close to the 30 anyway.
I can tell you.
They do return it.
I can tell you the ego of Mike Westhoff What do you think he's going to do? You think he's going to...
I just thought it was funny last night to see them kicking it out the back, and it's just like all this, you know, and the weird, they're lining up weird, and they got this box outline on the screen.
I know.
And
it does.
Same thing, man. Same deal.
Well, listen, it was great having football back.
The guy's right, by the first, the Texas first KC return, the guy almost did. That steel guy, I think, was the one returning, right? With the hair.
So this was, it was great having football back. Listen, Lamar and Patrick are great for, they're great for the game. They just are. Lamar put on another one of those great shows. I'm not a fantasy football guy, but somebody picked up not only his 273 yards passing, but they got 122 running, and he was he just runs. You know, in a game where we're watching more and more quarterbacks run the football, right? You look at all the guys, and we're getting more guys to run for 300 yards a year and 400 and 500. But Lamar is the king of it, man. When this year is said and done, short of him getting injured, he can be flirting with 1,000 yards. He can be flirting with 800 for sure. 900. Just amazing. And just, you know, it's nice to have that, man. You'll see somebody or your pocket collapses or, you know, there's pressure. And he can just take off and makes guys miss. And it's a hell of a weapon. No question about it. So tonight, Eagles, Packers, Miami Dolphins. We'll come back and we're going to talk about the Dolphins a little bit. The Tua versus Trevor coming up here. And some interesting fun things to watch for that that we're going to talk about here in just a minute. So stay with us for some of that. But first, I want to take a moment to tell you about Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. I know what Michael's doing this weekend. He's helping people. How about that? That's right. Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. This is what he does, man. He has no life. This guy's always working, including Saturday and Sunday. When you're out looking for real estate or something you want to buy, you always get a hold of this guy. He's fantastic. And by the way, I want to tell you about a few things. I just talked to him about reverse mortgages, one of the most popular mortgages for folks 62 and older. If you you qualify, if you and your spouse are 62 or older, and you have a lot of equity sitting there in your home, and all of a sudden you're going, man, I could really use this equity. I'm not where I thought we'd be at 62, just finishing up work or a few years left of working, or already retired and could use the money. A reverse mortgage has become one of the most popular mortgages we have here in South Florida, and nobody does it like Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. First-time home buyer rates, he's got a great program for you. Fixed rates in the fives. He's got some special stuff going on for you right now to really take advantage of. Self-employed and been declined by the banks. Don't worry. Michael Cotzi's got a program for you, too. I just been telling everybody this, man. Whatever it is you're looking for, Google the reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage reviews, and find out what people are saying about Michael Cotzi at Choice Mortgage. And it usually goes, nobody can outwork this guy. Nobody can get deals done as quickly as he can for you. Half the time of the banks, work 7 days a week. You can call or text him, and he's going to get back to you. 561-441-2730. Go something like this. Hi, Mike. I just heard Joe Rose talking about you. Can you give me a call back, please? I could use your help. 561-441-2730. 33 years in the business. Michael Cotzi at Choice Mortgage. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get you some weather. Brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law from YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 83 degrees at the moment. Peaks at 88. It says no rain, Joe, but I don't know, it poured on me.
We know better than that one, don't we, Woody?
Yeah.
We know better. It's always raining somewhere. Just that one patch of clouds. Bam!
Yep.
Sunny, beautiful, and then you get over the tennis courts. Boy, the tennis courts have just had their share.
Yeah.
Good old
tough.
Central Park is just taking a beating over there. Hey, so anyway, we got Miami Dolphins and Jacksonville coming up here 1 o'clock on Sunday. The best matchup, and look, everybody wants to see lots of offense and what defense going to look like. Best matchup coming up is Armstead and Jackson at left and right tackle, playing against Trayvon Walker and Josh Hines Allen. He changed his name a little bit on us. He wanted to get away from the other Josh Allen a little bit, but Josh Hines Allen, 17 and a half sacks. Walker had 10. They're playing a four-man front now with the new defensive coordinator. So that's going to be a fun one to watch. See how those two guys do hold up against these guys that put together two really good seasons last year. Hell, Josh Hines Allen, 17 and a half sacks. Good God. What a year he had. And he got paid, by the way. Yes, he did. So some of the other things, the pass rush rotation, how much Jalen Phillips will play. I'm guessing we're going to get a chance to see a lot of chop coming up, first round pick, and see how he looks. Ogba's back. The Ogba story is as good as there is it? Isn't it? Last year, it was obvious Vic Fangio didn't want him on the team. And they had some problems, and all of a sudden, Emmanuel Ogba's back and going to play a lot of football for the Miami Dolphins here this year. So to see what kind of pass rush you're able to get from their young guys. And then the running back rotation, I believe it's by far the deepest and most talented position on the team. They got three guys that could run on the track team. They got four really good running backs, really, really good running backs. I'm along with the tight end position, which is also looks really, really good with guys that do different things, including maybe a lot of two tight end sets, but they've got some really good pass receiving tight ends. I expect a lot more production from those guys. But the running back and tight end positions and how Mike and his offensive coaching staff's going to get creative to get those guys involved. Now, the Canes. Canes didn't use their tight ends at all last year. Look what they did in that first game. Look at across the board, the production of the whole tight end position. All the guys played, all had big pass plays in that game. So I'm looking to see what Mike's going to do, because they're a little shorthanded outside of Jalen and Tyreek on the outside, who, by the way, still talking 15, 16 targets, if not more, from those two guys, will get balls thrown to them, footballs thrown to them. So I am curious, and the rotation, I know everybody wants to know, is Jalen Wright going to play? It's a great question. He's the greatest tease in preseason I've ever seen, the way he runs. And it doesn't matter who you play with. You see somebody and you go, wow, that's serious skill set right there. Running back out of Tennessee, taken in the fourth round. You asked me Woody before. I think he's going to play some. I do. And I always say this, and I say it with total respect for Raheem Mostert, one of my favorite guys ever on the Miami Dolphins. But he ran a gas a little bit and was banged up. He played hurt. Now, he played old school last year and played hurt in the last few games. I just don't want to see us beating this guy up early in the year. You've got so many guys. Play them all. Get them all out there. You got three of them that got a chance to take it to the house. So and Devon Achane also. But you could have – everybody says you got two fastest in Mostert and Achane, but Jalen Wright ain't too far behind those guys. If we're running a 40 or a 60, he is he's hanging around that party pretty good. So just a few things that I'm kind of looking forward to. And the one guy we don't know about right now is Jalen Ramsey, who's been out with a hamstring for a few weeks. But it's a huge loss if he can't, because they got three really, really good wide receivers, that including their rookie they took in the first round, Brian Thomas. But Christian Kirk, they love him. And Gabe Davis, from big target from the Buffalo Bills, is now playing with Jacksonville. Of course, Ingram, 114 catches. 114 catches, my God, crazy. So, yeah, this will be fun. And then the Trevor and Tua, who plays better overall? Because they're talking about these are the best weapons at the running back position, as well as tight end and wide receivers Jacksonville's had since Trevor's been here. And I know Tua likes his weapons too. So I think we're in for a fun one, guys. I do. I think we're in for a really, really fun matchup with the Dolphins. But you got to have big splash plays. That's especially early in the year. We got to hit some 30, 40, 50-yard plays like we got a little spoiled with in a lot of the games last year. But you got to take care of Jacksonville. By the way, they had the same problem we had. They started 8-3 and ended up 9-8. We started 9-3 and barely made it into the playoffs at 11-6. So, good start, man. We had Zach Seeler on this morning. He said something, Joe. He said, before we worry about the tough schedule at the end of the – we got to get off to a good start, or it won't matter. Those games at the end of the year won't matter if we don't take care of business early on the way we have the last 2 years. We'll worry about that when we get to that point, and then we can talk about that. But right now we got to focus on Jacksonville, and then from Jacksonville we only got a few days to worry about a guy that has just owned us down here in Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills quarterback. So, yeah, this can be a fun one to see what it looks like. And there's nothing like the opener, man. And if it's anything like last night, it'd give you, as Woody and I were laughing, going, man, we had 4 hours of material if we wanted to do a Kansas City show or a Baltimore show this morning about we either feel like we got screwed or we missed a throw or, man, our first-round pick's really good. The other team's messed up. All the different things. By the way, Xavier Worthy, 2 touchdowns in that game last night.
Let's pump the brakes on that a little bit, all right?
He got 2 touchdowns, though, to start with.
I know.
Nice start.
The second one was, I mean, you and I would have scored on that play.
So is he supposed to apologize?
No, but like before we crown the guy, you know, the best player that was drafted and, you know, Keon Coleman and all that. I saw all that on Twitter. Keon Coleman was trending on Twitter last night.
He hasn't played yet.
I know. I realize that, and everyone's like, "Well, Keon Coleman better be really great, or this is gonna, you know, look really bad on the Bills." And it's like, like, damn, man.
Just say one thing about the broken, and by the way, it was a broken coverage on his touchdown down the sideline. The corner handed him off. He thought he had the safety over the top. Safety thought the corner was going to run with him and didn't come over to help at all, which doesn't make sense. But anyway, yeah, he's sitting there in that hole, and the safety's in the middle going, what are you doing? He's looking at, you're supposed to come over and have that. You're supposed to have the takeoff. And yeah, he goes, no, you're supposed to run with him. So those happen all the time. You hope it doesn't happen to your team, but it happens a lot. I was thinking of the amount of times we had guys down the sideline between a corner who dropped into zone and let him get behind him, and a safety didn't come over fast enough. How many times does that area open up? I don't know if it opens up like last night, but boy, it does open up. Anyway, hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to this morning. Don Bailey Jr., DBJ got to be in a good mood, huh? That should have been good for business, man, for the carpet and floor business, flooring business in South Florida.
He was very riled up during the pregame that game last week, man, and he brought the energy. The team fed off of him. He was the most fired up person in that stadium.
He sits in meetings. He goes to practices. So he's got a real connection with where he played too. With it, and listen, those guys been through it, man, right?
They really have, and that's, you know, the amazing thing again about this turnaround here is that it's been down for a long time. And
I just remember in spring we were out there, and you and I we've been to all the practice together, and we're going, man, it looks a lot different. I know, I'm just gonna wait before I say that. And then we went to a regular season or a summer camp, and they're out there, and you're going, I just don't want to read into it too much. And Cam's running around making great throws, but I don't know those guys. If they had a chance to tackle him, would he have gotten tackled? And, you know.
What a difference a quarterback makes, huh?
Man. By the way, he is the best quarterback they've had in two decades.
Easily. And it's one game.
Those guys are talking about Ken Dorsey. Like, he's the best since Ken Dorsey played that position.
Well, he might be more talented, just purely talented than.
No, he's got Ken more. Dorsey, he can do more things. Ken Dorsey wasn't going to run around.
Dorsey had some horses out there, huh?
Yeah. Ken Dorsey ain't.
Just a few.
Hey, don't blame me. They loaded it up with running backs and tight ends and wide receivers when I won a national championship and should have won the second one.
Yeah, there were a couple. And this Cam Ward thing is wild, man. I don't know if you've seen this stuff. I know you're not on Twitter, but they got him going in the first round. And they actually, I think they, one of the sites had Jets taking him in the first round.
I
know it's early, right?
They got him winning the Heisman. They've got him going, can we wait till he plays a few ACC games? Why do we do
because
this?
Because we're a week-to-week society,
why do
Joe?
We always, like, jump, like, already, who's going
to
play in the national
it's fun,
championship
man. It's a
game? No,
deal.
It's not. Like,
I hope he doesn't get picked by the Jets. I did see they had him. One of the mocks had him going there, like 20-something.
He is a cool cat now.
Yeah.
He is a cool cat.
Yeah.
Whether it's a interception coming back out and making throws, or they go down on one play and go 71 yards, He comes right back and just takes him right down the field. Bam. Just throwing the ball, just taking off. He is something else. Hey, by the way, I do have some really good news on a topic that's never fun to talk about. That's when all your favorite athletes get injured and you're going, oh, man, this is bad. Well, Baptist Health South Florida's got good news for everybody. When you do get injured, you can go to one of the top sports medicine programs in the country in Baptist Health South Florida. That's what they put together. Oh, my gosh. Where do the pros go, Joe? Must get it every day. Well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, Dade County High School Sports. They got a contract with them. They're taking care of all of our athletes, high school, college, and professional athletes. They put together not only the doctors that go and travel with the teams, but also the top specialists. So when there's a problem, the team doctors just call the specialist. And all of a sudden, you got the best knee doctors and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand, back, hip and knee replacement, and Achilles. Those are the injuries that most people are dealing with. And if you have or you're going through it right now, it sure is nice to know that we've got some doctors that have been around a long time, have a lot of experience, and know how to fix every kind of injury you could possibly have for team or individual sports. I got more good news, if that's not enough. So people from Broward for years have been going, Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables, yeah, I know those guys are good, but that's a long way down. There's something closer. Well, Baptist Health South Florida's got facilities now at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility, and now a little more than a year old, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Dr. Swartzen and that team of doctors up there just doing a great job and can set you up. We got a lot of doctors, in case you're wondering, go date work a couple of days in Dade and a couple of days in Broward to cover all of our teams and the rest of us as well. So just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy as quickly as possible, playing the sports you love the most.
This segment is brought to you by Don Bailey Jr.'s Cat Weight Gainer 3000. Is your cat dangerously underweight? Then you need DBJ's special formula. Get your first bottle today at 41% off to celebrate the Canes hanging 41 on the Gators. Find it at a discount pet supply store near you.
And let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, Joe.
Let's go to the King of Flooring, who, by the way, I don't know what he said, but I got a real happy wife at the house today. Don Bailey Jr., Hurricanes radio analyst, joins us. And you must be on a high, man, from what happened in the swamp last week. You must be on, like, you must have been out of your mind not sleeping all week. You must have been in a great mood with all those employees of yours.
Well, I can tell you this, Joe. I haven't seen a smile like this in a long time. I think I'm as happy as you are when you leave that clinic.
I'm going to let you know I'll be there in about an hour and a half. That's funny you said that. Hey,
yeah, I bet.
Hey, DBJ, I got to ask you, man. We got so many things to talk about, but Cam Ward's game that he put together, man, he's got everybody in the country talking about the throws, his ability to run. We even were going your favorite play for Cam Ward, and, you know, spinning out and rolling out of the pocket, throwing behind him, and just – The throw to George in the end zone, that play in the back of the end. I mean,
that was my favorite.
Yeah, that's hard to beat, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it broke every conventional law
right.
of quarterbackism, right? And he did it. And I, you know what? I'm glad George caught it. You know, I mean, that's a big step for him too. He had a very good football game, and I'm glad he was the recipient of that highlight catch.
You know, Don, the crazy thing about it is you're going, well, that was weird. They were good everywhere. And not only were they good everywhere, there was depth everywhere. And one guy would go down and, you know, Reuben Bain goes down. Hopefully he'll be back next couple weeks. But the pass rush, you're going, wow, they seem to be fine there at every position. Have a corner go down. And the coverage was just, talk about no mental breakdowns. It was just across the board. Line of scrimmage. What impressed you the most about the win against the Gators?
You know, Joe, it's so easy, and I'll speak for myself. You're an offensive guy. I usually always go there. But I was so impressed with the defense, like you talk about. I mean, you lose arguably the best player on your defense, the third snap of the game, and you come out of there with a bunch of sacks and quarterback pressures, and you knock their quarterback out of the game. And you know, yes, they gave up the 71-yard run. Yes, that was a broken assignment. Yes, it needs to be fixed. Even with 71 yards, Miami doubled their production offense, you know, Miami offense to Florida offense. And the fact that they were able to stop the run and defend every aspect of the game, Coach Guidry and that group put one heck of a plan together. And, you know, I get it. You got a great quarterback, you're going to always want to talk the offense. But I think the defense was spectacular. And the way that they rolled the amount of players in that game, Miami was never gassed. Miami was unaffected in every category in that stadium as far as the control, the noise, the penalties, the conditioning, the response, the negative plays, all of that stuff. And I think the defense comes out after Cam Ward's first pick and holds them to a field goal after sudden change.
Yeah, huge.
And nobody blinked. Nobody blinked. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of good out of this. And I'm going to live on that good for a long, long time, but you just got to keep getting better.
Well, so now they got to move on, and they got, you know, next couple games, you just got to stay away from letdowns where you let teams that don't have the talent you have hang around. How does Mario take care of that before they get to the ACC? And you know, by the way, everybody's got them running through this ACC, and you know there's going to be some close games. Hell, there was close games when they used to go undefeated. They'd have close games against different teams in their conference.
Very well, it really doesn't happen anymore. If you look at everybody's schedule and at what everybody's done, even the championship, you know, the championship teams over the last 10 years, everybody's got a close call two or three times. And that, yeah, I agree with you. There is nobody that's going to truly dominate their schedule week in and week out. I promise you, Georgia's going to be in a close game. I don't know which one it is, but they're going to be in a close game, and they're going to need somebody to make a play. Alabama, the same thing. Ohio State, the same thing. And it's going to be no different than Miami. The thing that I can tell you that I saw work from my era and your era to today is keep that same schedule. And Coach Cristobal is going to bang them on, you know, yes, Tuesday, bang them around on Tuesday, yep. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And that keeps you, gives you an edge, and it keeps you humble, and it keeps you physical. And he's not going to let off, and you can't let off. I mean, he won't let off physically, but he'll manage them properly. And I think that's the only way I've seen it done, Joe. I can't, you know, I've been here and seen a bunch of different people attempt different things, but that bit of old school way where you just keep grinding it every single week. And I think the biggest thing that nobody's talked about, there's two penalties in that game for the University of Miami. Has that ever happened?
Boy, I mean, I don't. What. Yeah, no, right? That was you're right. And by the way, the dumb penalties came from the Gators. They didn't have a lot, but really dumb, hitting a quarterback late, just not a very smart play. Keeps drives going, and they capitalize on it. How about the tight end position, by the way? How about that? Talking to, I always love when coaches are talking, oh, no, we got to do better than 18 catches in the season. They damn near went after that in week one. I mean, they got a lot of guys involved. And Arroyo, you see what he looks like when he's healthy. McCormick blocking as well as catching it. And, a lot, you know, they got it from a lot of different guys.
Well, you know, in the pregame, they asked me about what position right before the game. And, you know, I went tight end and then I went to center. And that tight end group, they're just getting started. And, you know, like they hit production-wise, catches and yards. I mean, yards and touchdowns. They hit that in week one, what they did the whole last year.
Amazing, yeah.
Right?
And crazy.
You and I walked you over there. I said, watch this kid run. I mean, they can. All of them can run. I mean, that is a position of power for Miami. And it's, you know, now you got the wideouts start rolling. Who's going to cover the tight end? You put a linebacker on that kid every day?
Nope.
On any of those kids every day?
Nope.
Right? What do you go? I hope you do.
Yeah, because you're in trouble if you do. No question. Hey, were you surprised Carpenter? I saw graded out the highest in any guy award as ACC Lineman of the Week or something. Here's a guy comes in as a transfer. I didn't know that much about him. I didn't know. Did you watch the tapes? What do you think of his play and the O-line overall?
O-line overall was what was up to standard for Alex Mirabal and Mario Cristobal. And that doesn't mean that they don't have work to do and they didn't have things to improve on. But let's go to Zach Carpenter. When he first got here in the spring, I didn't think that he was going to be able to equal the performance of Matt Lee.
Wow.
And then the last week of spring, he had a growth spurt. He understood it. He probably got acclimated to the heat's really what it is, and understood the offense. Then camp comes in and he's kicking butt, holding his own.
Yeah.
And then he comes into the game, and going into that game, you know, he had as many calls to make as the quarterback. You know, I mean, he was making all those line calls. He's doing the point. He's getting the snap count. They're going silent count the whole day. Not one misfire the whole day. And a couple times I saw from my box, and my eyes always tend to go there. Anyway, he knocked the Gator on their tail, man. I mean, he played aggressive football. He showed a nasty side of it. And heck, I was very impressed. Talked to him after the game and told him, I said, your mom, your dad, and me saw that play. I said, nobody else saw it.
You're right. A lot of times you don't see it.
No, I said, I saw it. And, you know, a big smile came up. And I think that's going to be a confidence builder for him, that he realizes that he could play at Miami, and he's so important. But he, player of the game, you know, awarded by the team, and then recognition in the conference as well.
Yeah, and everybody's got this instant grading. I tell you, Mish Powell, boy, and I'm not saying there are a lot of guys played well. The secondary for a first game out with noise and everything going on, their coverage was so tight. Even when they completed passes, a lot of guys were in good position. That, you know, that's been a problem. The last years we've had broken coverages and guys running all over the place deep, and it was just everything. The coaching, you just go across the board, it was the best coaching job we've seen on both sides, and Mario's guys were ready to go for a week one, man. You know Mario a lot better than I do as far as seeing him all the time. It seems he really looked into things that he didn't do last year and made sure he was ready so it never happened again. Do you feel that way?
That's how he runs his business. He looks in the mirror every day, every week, every month, every season, and the first thing he asks is, how can I get better and how can I make this team better? And that's not an exaggeration. He is constantly about improving himself, the team, the program, the university, and everything around it. And he's relentless with it. And all great leaders are harder on themselves than they are on anybody else. And he wanted to make sure that he took a University of Miami team,
yeah,
into Florida Field and came out with a victory. And he left nothing unturned. And they were prepared, Joe. And I can't. And I keep going back to the noise, but you were at that practice. They did that for a month.
Oh, yeah.
They had that noise for a month, every single day, and no pre-snap penalties. And it paid off. And
right.
But overall, you know, he just – what's nice is the team is buying in, is picking up on his intensity, Cam Ward's intensity, Maui Noah on defense's intensity. The leaders of this team, you start seeing their personality becoming infused. And I think that's what makes a great football team is when everybody's got the same mindset.
True freshman that played, end up being a lot of guys that got some snaps. I was surprised. I didn't know. Who impressed you of the young guys that got some playing time that you noticed?
You know, it's got to be Frederick, right? The kid from St. Thomas. I think he played 29 or 30 plays,
yeah,
which
man.
Is about,
wow,
about half the snaps. And you're going against a quarterback that was a 72% passer and, you know, 7-1 touchdown to interception ratio the year before, and they held them to 55%. So, I thought immediately when he was on the field that they would have just picked at that thing all day, every day until it stopped. But, you know, I think he definitely is a guy. And then Lofton, the tight end, whatever you want to call him, the all-purpose.
A hell of
guy,
a
right?
run at the end of the game. I know that. My God, bouncing off guys. Jeez.
Yeah, big, powerful guy. And you're going to see him, you know, as time goes by, what he can do goal line-wise and as a third tight end and what he adds to the formation. So they've got a class of kids that are coming in. And here's the nice thing. If you're a freshman and you're getting recruited by the University of Miami and you can play, they're playing you.
Yeah.
They're going to play you. Period. In the big game or the first game or the last game, they're going to play you.
Well, I think more and more guys will play, and that's what I hope happens in a perfect world the next couple of weeks with the schedule. And I hate to say that. I said I wasn't going to say that, but
it's okay.
But you like see a lot of those guys, you know, parents and get some get gassed a little bit and get a sweaty uniform from playing in the game and not in warm up. So you hope that happens. Don, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on. Sell a little flooring today. Appreciate
it,
man. I don't know what you said to my wife. I don't know if you told her she looked good or I don't know what it was.
You gave me that list, Joe. I just went down the list. I just went down the list. You said, don't pretend you didn't call me and say, Don, I need some help. I'm in the doghouse again where I live. Can you remind her of a few things that I do occasionally that can help me get me out of the doghouse?
I think she came in and said, like, I love you or something. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. I what? Huh?
What?
Could be a good weekend at the house. That's all I'm going to say to you, Don. You know,
I hope it is, Joe.
I don't want to waste it.
I hope it is.
All right. Don, thank you, man. Have a good one. Don Bailey Jr., right. Hurricanes radio analyst, as they get set for FAMU. 6 o'clock start for people going out and watch the Cam Ward and watch the talent of this team. My God, they are they're impressive. It's going to be a fun year. Going to be a fun year off to a really good start. Kind of like going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Always a good start for me. I'm going there today. Got to stop by today and see all my favorite people. Yeah, man, I'm keeping ED and low T away from me. Man, that rhymed up. I didn't do that on purpose, but I do want to let you know, man. I'm a big fan of Atlantic Men's Clinic, and when this started, like, I don't know if I want to tell people that I had ED or low T. I don't know, and guys give me a hard time, and then I realized, you know, talking to the people at Atlantic Men's Clinic, it happens to every guy sooner or later. And then I realized I got lucky. It happens to some guys in their early 40s and into their 50s and early 60s. And I got hit hard 7 or 8 months ago. And boy, I'll tell you what, when it hits you, it's demoralizing, man. When your energy level and you find yourself constantly tired and can't figure out why you have a physical, and they say everything's fine, and you're like, well, something's not right because I'm freaking tired all the time. And then your sex drive is gone. That's a whole different problem. Man, I just wanted to get more out of life, and I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I'm glad I did. It was one of those deals like a party you really don't want to go to, and when you get there, you have fun, and you leave going, I'm so glad you talked me into going. That's how I felt going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Hey, man, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Get your tests done with them. Get everything done. They can tell you everything you need to know, and more importantly, they can fix ED and low T and knock it out so you can get back to the way you used to feel, man. That's what it's all about. 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Seriously, call them today. 877-455-7300. Hey, Joe Rose is saying he had low T and ED. Did he really have it? Somebody did that. And they go, yeah, we're not supposed to talk about Joe's stuff. But since he's so open, yes, 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.